3, 2, 1. 7 things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Rebbins and this is the Smart 7 Ireland Edition.
Good morning, it's Wednesday the 9th of November. It's National Fried Chicken Sandwich Day. Happy birthday Wendy Morton, Eric Dane, Scarface and Finn Cole. Tuesday saw the US head to the polls for the midterm election with every seat in Congress plus 35 seats and governorships across the country up for grabs. It'll take some time for all the results to be counted with mail-in ballots, early voting and long lines at polling stations across the country. In key states like Florida, Republican Senator Marco Rubio and Governor Rob DeSantis were both re-elected. Rubio was returned for a second term with a huge majority, leaving him in a prime position for a possible run as a presidential candidate in 2024. Here he is at his victory speech.
Being an American is the defining principle of our nation, that all men are created equal. All men and all women are created equal with rights that come from God, not from your leaders, not from your government, and not from your laws.
Some early results have made history with the Massachusetts Democrat Maura Healey, the first lesbian to be elected as governor in the US, and Democrat Maxwell Frost elected as the first of the Gen Z generation to serve as members of Congress. Oh, and remember Sarah Huckabee Sanders, President Trump's press secretary, just got elected first female governor of Arkansas. Exit polls show there's going to be a very tight race, and while it's still too close to call the final results, President Biden was realistic about Democratic chances to retain control of the legislature.
The Democrats win the House.
I think it's going to be tough, but I think we can. I think we'll win the Senate. I think the House is tougher.
And it certainly wasn't the night that Republicans were hoping for, according to Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
Definitely not a Republican wave, that's for darn sure.
As COP27 continued in Egypt, Pakistan's Prime Minister warned his country has become a victim of something they had nothing to do with. Over 1,000 people died and millions of others had to leave their homes in devastating floods this summer in Sindh and Balochistan provinces. Addressing the conference, EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen warned climate was changing faster than our capacity to adapt.
The global fossil fuel crisis must be a game changer. And my friends, let us not take the highway to hell. Let us earn the clean ticket to heaven. That is our responsibility.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres hit out at the unfair practices being widely used to claim progress on climate action.
The problem is that the criteria and benchmarks for these net zero commitments have varying levels of rigor and loopholes wide enough to drive a diesel truck through. We must have zero tolerance for net zero greenwashing.
And Taoiseach Micheál Martin told the gathering that it wasn't too late for change.
Climate change is fueling conflict, global instability, competition for resources, and abject human misery. If this generation doesn't step up urgently, future generations will not forgive us. As leaders, it is our responsibility to drive the transformation necessary.
Ukrainian president told COP27 there can be no effective environmental policy without peace. In a video message on Tuesday, Volodymyr Zelensky also acknowledged the destruction caused in his own country since the Russian invasion. Speaking of peace, Zelensky has declared his country is open to negotiations with Russia, despite discussions in the past leading to crazy responses, news and terrorist attacks. He said more than 50 Ukrainian settlements were hit by Russian missiles or rockets on Monday, and so for peace talks to happen, specific demands must be met.
Once again, restoring territorial integrity, respecting UN statutes, paying off all damages caused by war, punishing each war criminal, and guarantees this won't happen again. These are absolutely clear conditions.
On Tuesday, the government came under fire for its response to the housing crisis. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald criticised the coalition's response and said that targets for new builds and affordable housing hadn't been met and that homelessness for children had increased by 51% in the last year, saying that the government was sitting on an unspent fund of $2 billion earmarked for housing. MacDonald asked if the minister accepted that his policy had failed.
Despite the Taoiseach's repeated refrain that housing is the single biggest social issue facing government, what we see is failure to plan and failure to deliver.
But Minister for Public Expenditure Michael McGrath refuted her claims on the government response and said that targets would be met and in some cases exceeded by the end of 2022.
We acknowledge that there is much work yet to be done, but we are working very closely with the local authorities, with the approved housing bodies to deliver new homes across the country. But I want to assure the Irish people that tackling the housing challenge is a top priority for this government.
Still to come the Smart 7 Ireland edition, Sepp Blatter admits the World Cup final shouldn't have gone to Qatar, and carry-on actor Leslie Phillips has passed away.
Right after this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back.
The choice of Qatar was a mistake. That's what former FIFA president Sepp Blatter has said about the venue for the 2022 World Cup finals, with just 11 days until they start. He was president of World Football's governing body when the controversial decision was made in 2010, although the 86-year-old says he voted for the United States. The Gulf state's been heavily criticised for its human rights record and for not recognising same-sex marriage or civil partnerships. And in an interview with a German public broadcaster, former Qatari footballer Khalid Salaman says being gay is forbidden.
For the World Cup, you have to accept our rules here. This haram. It's a damage in the mind.
Khaled is not the best person to comment on the law.
Ryan Reynolds has been discussing his children, his love for Wrexham Football Club, and of course, his new festive film with Jimmy Fallon. The Deadpool star is making music and spreading Christmas cheer with Will Ferrell in Spirited, a funny spin on Charles Dickens' classic A Christmas Carol for Apple TV+. And on The Tonight Show, Reynolds, who says he got singing and dancing advice from Hugh Jackman, had some huge praise for his Elf co-star.
My entire life, I feel, I've ached to work with Will Ferrell.
He's unbelievable.
I don't know that you'd find a comedic actor that has contributed more to the modern comedy lexicon than Will Ferrell. The hardest challenge of Spirited wasn't just the singing and dancing and all that other stuff. It was to not do an impression of Will Ferrell to Will Ferrell.
Leslie Phillips, who was perhaps best known to younger generations as the voice of the Sorting Hat in the Harry Potter franchise, has died at the age of 98. The veteran actor's agent says he passed away peacefully in his sleep on Monday. His career spanned 8 decades, and he was also known for some pretty suggestive catchphrases in the Carry On films, including, I say.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes. Hello. I don't know.
And really. The other one?
Yeah, I got stuck in the tube once doing that. I had the whole tube train getting me to do all my catchphrases. It was incredible, really.
This has been the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favour and hit the follow button. We're back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have yourself a great day.
Written, produced and published by Daft Dog.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.